Exercises 7 and 8. The first glimmering of a systematic study of children can be traced to the late 19th century. This was a period in which investigators from a variety of academic backgrounds began to observe the development of their own children and to publish these data in works known as baby biographies. Perhaps the most influential of the baby biographers was Charles Darwin, who made daily records of the early development of his son. Darwin's curiosity about child development stemmed from his earlier theory of evolution. Quite simply, he believed that young, untrained infants shared many characteristics with their non-human ancestors, and he advanced the now discredited law of recapitulation, the notion that an individual who develops from a single cell at conception into a marvelously complex thinking human being as a young adult will retrace the entire evolutionary history of the species, thereby illustrating the descent of man. So Darwin and many of his contemporaries viewed the baby biography as a means of answering questions about our evolutionary past. Unfortunately, baby biographies left much to be desired as works of science. Observations for many of the biographies were made at irregular intervals, and different biographers emphasized very different aspects of their children's behavior. Consequently, the data provided by various biographers were often not comparable. In addition, the persons making observations in these biographical studies were generally proud parents who were likely to selectively record pleasant or positive incidents while downplaying unpleasant or negative ones. Finally, almost every baby biography was based on observations of a single child, and it is difficult to know whether conclusions based on a single case would hold for other children.